It is DanCast, episode 63. What's the name of that goddamn day? Sunday, December 7th, 2014. Here's the story behind what's the name of that goddamn day, is Andrew used to say, what's the name of that goddamn show? He said that one time. And he's probably never said it again, and yet it's something that I think of when I think of... You know when you pick something a friend of yours does once, and that becomes how they have been defined in your brain? And the Cosby? That is Andrew's thing. So the name of that goddamn day is Sunday, December 7th, 2014, and I am up... Frankly, I've been up for about an hour... Doing, just thinking about stuff to say into a microphone, and went down a podcasting rabbit hole as a continuation of stuff I was looking at last night, because I was looking at things like new audio interfaces things like preamps, and... Man, if you're not careful, you can just spend a lot of money on this shit. And, you know, I had switched from to a SM7B. I'm back on the Procaster to see if that does anything differently. And, I don't know, it might do. I already went through my podcasting setup. That's changed a little since I uploaded that YouTube video. It's just... The only thing that really I think is good for improvement is just the room noise. This is all nitpicky bullshit, isn't it? I've read things online that are like, oh, I should never hear your computer fan and on your recordings. And then people proceed to have the most goddamn boring conversations about technology I unsubscribed from that show because I read this on Mac Rumors already this week, and now you're going to talk about it for 3 goddamn hours. You know, I said that before in an earlier episode, how podcasting has become stagnant, and maybe it's more just like, I got to unsubscribe from every goddamn thing and start listening to new things. Latest craze seems to be this Serial show, and I haven't listened to that at all, because when I listen to podcasts, it's not like, it's just something I want to have on in the background and not pay that much attention to, because I'm doing other things. And I know, like, if you have a podcast, like, you believe in your art form, like, if it's you guys, okay, I'll pay a bit more attention to it, but if it's like, what's a good example? Oh, let's load up my podcast, see what it looks like these days as my fan spins up. what do I listen to these days? God damn it. So many people with their goddamn topics. Song Exploder. That was one I thought I'd like a lot, and I don't, because it's all songs I don't like. Or I usually don't like. You know what podcast sounds not great, but I like to listen to, is Norm Macdonald Live, because they film for a YouTube channel, and then they just take the audio from that and put it on a podcast feed. Bill Burr. His podcast sounds like shit, but it's great. Joe Rogan, his podcast is a little bit, he steps it up a little bit, but it's still, you know, it's not like the most pristine, which is too bad, because it's okay. He puts a lot of expense into his setup, because he does these every fucking day, right? So you would go on the Vimeo channel or YouTube channel for Joe Rogan, and he's got, you know, an actual studio with padding on the walls. We don't have that stuff here. I guess what my point was, I just didn't like the amount of judgment from tech press type people, because there was one video where I'm goddamn making notes. I should have done this before I fucking opened my mouth. It's a little long, but I think it's relevant. It's called Podcasters Are in the Entertainment Industry. And it's true, because when you're listening to Bill Burr, you don't care that sounds like he's recording from a MacBook microphone or some kind of cheapo Dell microphone, internal laptop mic, because you want to hear what he says. And that makes, because he's funny, and that makes all the difference. Does, you know, if he had an SM7B and a pristine preamp, and he recorded in 96 kilohertz at a 24 bit depth, maybe it would sound better. But the strength there is that it's Bill Burr talking into a microphone about whatever he feels like talking about, and I want to listen to it. And I know I've read people going way, what I believe to be way goddamn overboard with their setups. And early days, once I got this microphone, I remember hearing back from you guys, and I should just leave it alone. And because it's not like this is going on the front page of YouTube. And even if it was, YouTube videos are fucking shit. Because they're often quick. I mean, sure, you got YouTube stars and everything like that, and they're often quick. And the majority of them are just off the cuff. They can't even hold their fucking phones right. Goddamn vertical videos and shit. I swear a lot in the morning. I've been up for about an hour. I've been trying to track down things like background hiss and hiss. And things like that. So, that's 8 minutes on some bullshit. Yesterday was a winter lazy day because it was kind of snowing / raining. So there wasn't much point in leaving your homes. And, you know, it was a perfect opportunity to get ahead in life and do some things for your professional and personal development, and I didn't do any of that stuff. I thought of it. I got Red Tasks and OmniFocus, and all I did was play fucking Scrabble and Words with Friends, because that is, again, my new obsession. I think I previously talked about how I used to play that all the time. Like, I would start my day playing Words with Friends moves, and I gave it up for a year. And then my girlfriend and I, we had a game night, and she hadn't played Scrabble in forever, and I've never played Scrabble without the aid of a computer. Like, what the fuck is this shit? Tiles? I gotta count, add shit now? This isn't fun. But she's into the real stuff, like real books and real board games. So we played Scrabble. The thing I did not realize about Scrabble, when you play it in meat space, which is, I guess, how we're going to talk about real life space, is that it's almost like poker. Because when you play Scrabble on a computer or an iPad or your phone, this computer knows all the words. It knows every word in the Scrabble dictionary, and if you try to play a word, it's not a word, it'll just not let you proceed until you play a word or pass. And in real life Scrabble, it's different, because you can try to bluff. If you think something's a word and you honestly give it a go, that can fly unless someone calls you out on it. Because now you've entered this bluffing space where you have to decide as the opponent whether or not it's worth trying to call you out on your bullshit word. And the rule is if you call someone out on it and you are wrong, you lose your turn. You lose your next turn. But you'd never get that in computer Scrabble because you're playing by the book. So when you're doing real life Scrabble, like a whole other world opens up. First of all, most people won't know, you know, the Scrabble dictionary by memory, but they'll know like their own internal joke, internal words, and they might be acceptable. But you lose that element when you go play Scrabble on the computer and on the iPad, which is what I'm addicted to. That's one of the things you gain. You also lose the fucking socialization with other people. This may be my second or third time talking about Scrabble on this podcast. So I started playing Scrabble again. I'll probably play some more today. I was supposed to have a concert yesterday, and that got canceled. There was supposed to be a parade in town yesterday. That got canceled because it was shitty outside. And so here I am, 5:30 in the morning, talking into a microphone and running out of things to say. The, you know, because I'd wanted to get things done. I wanted to GTD it, and I just, there needs to be a spoof methodology for just sitting around not doing shit. My NDS system. I sat in a chair, I made some canned soup, and NGD'd, not got done. It's clever quip, Dan. I did watch YouTube and Netflix videos, and the problem with Netflix movies, Netflix, I think I've spoken about previously on how it's just crap, and we should all just give up our Netflix subscriptions to teach these guys a lesson. But we won't, because it's got Breaking Bad, and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and I just spend my $7.99 a month just rewatching stuff I already watched because I know I like it, because Netflix is a gamble. The gamble I did yesterday was The Bay. And The Bay, I had heard, was like a decent horror type flick. And it's sort of like one of those found footage flicks. Here's all I'll say, and I didn't look at the cover art closely enough to realize it, so I don't think I'm giving anything away, but if those isopod type things, the things that in oceanography, like I got a PhD here, the study of the ocean, ography means the study of, an ocean means ocean. So oceanography, the study of the ocean, there are these parasites that live in the ocean, and there's one style that will get into a fish through the gills, and then it will, like, eat the tongue, and it will act as that thing's tongue for, like, just a hideout in the mouth. And it's fucking gross! It's fucking disgusting! And imagine that on a human scale. That's what that movie was. So, I didn't like it a lot. It's another one of those movies that is a, what can we make in a day as far as the movie goes? And we just happen to have all this Skype recordings to further the narrative. Which is bullshit, because who recalls their Skype? There's an emergency happening, and I gotta Skype the government. But first, I better make sure fucking call recorder's set up and record all this government CDC talk. The only time that's ever happened and has been like a nationwide news story was like 9/11. They didn't have Skype back then. But I don't think if they had Skype back then, they would have recorded. They might have audio. They still wouldn't be using it. They'd be using the official channels. Skype, if you're in the government, Skype's going off the reservation. Because they have methods and systems set up for recording this sort of stuff, right? So by you using Skype, you're not following the official channels. And you can get court-martialed. Is that the word? Is that the phrase, court-martialed? So you have these doctors calling in, other doctors like, hey, there's some shit going down in this emergency room. And I better use the most unreliable form of communication to phone it in. Which isn't even the phone, it's Skype. I better Skype this in. Netflix, you have to be careful with because of the amount of buzz that things get online that aren't really worth it. The latest thing is this Black Mirror show, which is some sort of UK mystery thriller type thing. And I gave it up after one episode because it was stupid. But online, everyone seems to like it. And I think the reason they like it is it's like, oh, this mentions Facebook and Twitter. I use Facebook and Twitter. I can relate to this. And it's the dumbest premises. Hour-long episodes that go on forever. Or are they 48-minute episodes? It's from the BBC. Is it from the BBC? It's British. It's British and shit. That's about it. Didn't like it. Another one of those is Snowpiercer. Because people seem to really like this movie Snowpiercer. And I probably watched half an hour of it and I thought, maybe I just don't like movies. Maybe I don't like to be entertained. Maybe I should stick to Scrabble and Words with Friends. I think that's really it as far as shit that is worth talking about. The only other things coming up is Christmas. I hate buying Christmas presents because I have to really think hard about how do I demonstrate that someone matters to me. And when I was a kid, it was way easier because you could just get Super Mario Kart and know that your parents love you because they got you Street Fighter 2 for Super Nintendo. And now you can tell where people are running out of ideas because they ask you, like, what do you want for Christmas? And you're like, I don't want to tell you what I want for Christmas because you'll fuck it up. You won't get me the right thing. So why don't we just kind of agree that our company together is good enough and you don't have to spend $100 on getting me something I don't really want. And we'll call it even. But I do want to get some people some things. Maybe get a photo collage for my lady friend of moments, because I think that'd be nice. I wanted noise-canceling headphones, and I did some research, and they're expensive, so that means don't ask for them, because they are too expensive to... Oh, what I really thought I'd like is a $300 pair of headphones. And you end up getting Beats, which I hear are doing pretty good now with the Solo 2 models. Interesting stuff. Fascinating material. I need someone on the other end of this to talk to. Have a decent conversation. Because right now it's just like the ramblings of a madman. A madman. When's Madman coming back? Also, it's early morning. I don't think I should be judged based upon how when I do my show. I just needed to bang something out because we do have another concert today in the afternoon, and I'll be, after that's done, I won't want to do shit. I want to come home and not get things done. NGTD. I don't know. If I look at my OmniFocus list, you know what should be on this list is play Scrabble moves and make some coffee. No, make coffee first so that when you sit down to make Scrabble moves, the coffee's ready, right? What should really be on that list is fucking push-ups and sit-ups and stop eating garbage. And get healthier. Last night I ate crap. It was a shitty night for food because it stormed all day and I needed to do grocery shopping. I didn't get out, and so I was like eating convenience store sustenance, and that's not good. I got to get off the fucking... I got to get back on the program. I got to get back on track. I haven't weighed myself since Thanksgiving. Since before Thanksgiving. And I was feeling fucking fat back then. And I believe it's probably worse now. So my only hope is I gotta get through these holidays. I gotta get through the cookies and shit. And take my own misbehavior to the minimum level, which I'm not doing a great job at. And just once again, the chart of my weight is like creeping up, right? Starts right around Halloween, right in October. It starts, hey, everybody, there's candy around. Let's all have candy. And I can't help it. I'm a fucking addict. We're all addicts. We're all one Snickers bar away from big man tits. And I can't have that. The problem I often see is like when you're with someone who loves that stuff, because like sugar cookies and all these holiday treats, there's no like fit guy making those. It's like his girlfriend or something like that. And she like my girlfriend loves that stuff, and I feel horrible when she makes stuff. And she put afternoon into it, and I gotta be like, yo, this is poison, and I can't eat it, so I don't do that. What am I supposed to do? Like, say, hey, make the Christmas beef jerky, and, you know, there's sugar frosting on your beef jerky. It's not right. So, just... Make some liberties for this time of year, and then you've got get back on track, and you've got a clear shot at staying and getting back in shape right until about Easter comes around, and all these chocolate eggs are back out again. I don't know what the word, it's so hard. Like, I know I have food issues. And I can't, the only thing I can do about it is complete abstinence from sugary things. Like, even no sweeteners, like artificial sweeteners, because it just teases you. It's like, wouldn't that be great if you got a real cookie? Some real sugar? And when people say stuff like, oh, just have one, and you can't, you know, stop. There's no willpower. I have absolutely no willpower with food. Because I think, oh, what's one cookie? Oh, what's five cookies? Oh, what's five boxes of cookies, really? And then you become a fat ass. So my method has been complete abstinence. Don't buy this shit. Don't ever let it touch your tongue. Because what happens, I believe, is you stop eating that stuff. And, you know, it's like you're in the clinic, like, detoxing, and you're going through withdrawals and stuff, and then you get used to not having that stuff. And when you do have like a grain of sugar, do they call it grain? It's it can make you feel bad. But then you can, you know, if you keep having that stuff, you get back into this system where your body's used to having sugar in it. And then you got to go through this detox thing all over again. And that's hard to get to. Basically, every drug addiction, it's a fucking drug. It is drug-like. Like, people die from eating sugar. And being addicted to sugar. But yet this shit's on the goddamn shelves of every grocery store. You can't get away from it. Now, I'm not saying legalize. It's time we make sugar legal. Imagine if that happened. Like, marijuana is legal and sugar is not legal. Sugar, you need to be fucking 18 to buy. And I'm saying it's legal and I'm saying it's dangerous. And I know it sounds stupid. And what are you going to do? Buy equal? That's just the same stuff. That's like when people buy fancy marijuana. That's like when people, you know, crack. I don't know a lot about drugs, but crack is like the accessible form of cocaine, right? Because cocaine, I don't know if designer drugs is the right word, the right term. But when I think of cocaine, this is where I reveal that I know absolutely nothing about the hierarchy of drugs. All I know is like, okay, you got this thing called marijuana, and that's sort of near the bottom because, like, that's the gateway. It's a gateway drug, and not that it's like makes you do other drugs, but, you know, they put it next to... You know, you walk into the convenience store and they got a fucking tower of Pepsi right there. Marijuana is like the Pepsi of drugs. It's just right there when you go into the convenience mart. But if you want, like, liquor, you got to go to the back. Where, you know, they, you know, crack cocaine, that's back there. Heroin, that's back there. I have not done a good job of graduating from Pepsi to bourbon. Maybe I should give it a shot. But anyway, sugar's bad for you. I didn't know quite where I was going there. All right. So just eat some fucking cookies this month, and then be a dick for the rest of the year. My pants don't fit. This has been Dancast for... I think we're on the 63rd episode. Dancast for December 7th. Enjoy the holidays.